Oops.
Okay, so how do you say that? Kamu suka matcha strawberry? It would be
Kamu
like
suka
that.
matcha strawberry?
Very good. Strawberry foam.
Ah, bagus.
Kamu beli matcha di mana?
Where do I buy? Aku tidak beli strawberry, matcha strawberry, tapi aku beli beli matcha di Kerobokan.
Oh, di kerobokan. Matcha seremonial atau biasa?
Tidak seremonial.
Okay, so we have the word biasa, regular.
Biasa. Ya,
Biasa.
biasa matcha.
Okay, berapa gram?
Gram? Berapa
Yeah.
grams? 5 gram.
5 gram.
5, ya, 5 gram dan susu.
Oh, okay. Aku kira, I thought. So we have the word aku kira, I thought. Aku kira kamu beli pack.
Total.
Ya atau tidak? Yes or no?
Wait, so you ask, wait, are you asking like if I'm like, are you talking about the whole cup? Like how much is in the cup? Like
No,
what?
I'm talking about the pack, like, you know, like one pack of.
Oh, I thought you meant how much is in one drink, like five
No, no, no.
drink. Aku beli, dua ratus gram matcha.
Okay, 200 gram matcha. Harganya berapa?
Harganya maybe 10 ribu.
Oh,
Oh,
bukan.
no,
10
no, no.
ribu.
100 ribu.
100 ribu. Okay, murah ya.
Ya, mahal.
100,000.
Oh, wait, 100,000 for like a pack. I
Okay.
never actually bought it myself. How much is
Okay.
it?
100,000 ya, 100,000.
Yeah,
Okay.
100,000. Is that how much? I don't know.
Yeah, you did that correctly.
Yeah, but like, is how much is it? I don't know.
Maybe it's around like, I don't know, actually I've never bought in a pack. Aku selalu pergi ke cafe.
Ya, aku juga beli di kafe.
Ya, betul. Okay. Kamu punya tempat matcha favorit?
So what's my so what's
So
my
we have the word tempat. Tempat, let's repeat.
tenda
Tempat, tempat.
place?
So how do you say, do you have a favorite matcha place?
Ya, aku favorite ku Good Neighbor.
Kuneba. Okay, itu di mana?
Itu Seminyak. Oh wait, di Seminyak. I'm trying to say Nia. Nia.
Yeah, for what?
Like Nia, like
Or near the cup.
the cat. Yeah. Di Seminyak, dekat Sunset Road.
Okay, jauh ya. Jauh ya. So we have the word jauh, jauh, jauh. It's the opposite. Far.
Ah, jauh. Ya.
Okay, next question.
Jauh dari
Tangguh.
oh. Ya, dan
Betul. Next question.
okay. Okay, jam berapa kamu makan?
Biasanya aku makan jam 10. So we have the word biasanya aku makan jam 10. Biasanya, usually. Let's repeat. Biasanya, biasanya, biasanya.
Biasanya, biasanya, so usually at 10.
Betul. Kalau kamu?
Apa, okay, so, sorry, okay, that's another question. Kamu, suka pantai?
Ya, aku suka pantai, tapi biasanya aku pergi ke Batu Bolong.
Ah, Batu Belong.
So, kamu suka Batu Bolong atau nggak suka?
Ah, aku suka Batu Belong. Batu Belong, dekat di rumah.
Oh, dekat dari rumah kamu.
Wait,
Oke.
I'm checking. Batu Belong.
Actually, you don't know ya. Sebenarnya kamu nggak tahu.
I think I know. Aku bahagia, aku tahu.
Okay, kamu pikir
Okay.
kamu tahu.
Oh no, this is not what I thought. Wait, is it? No. Batu
Batu
Belong.
Bolong di Berawa ya.
Okay. Aku pikir kamu Batu Belig.
Oh, Batu Belik. Oh, because you said you thought it's a false thing, then you said I thought it was Batu Belik.
Yeah, I thought it was Batu Belig.
I thought it was Batu Belik. So how do you say I thought? You don't say aku pikir. Because aku pikir is I think. But if it's in the past, you say aku kira.
Aku kira,
Yeah, so let's repeat.
Batu Belig itu.
Very good. Batu belik. You don't need it to here.
Okay, I thought it was Batu Belig. Okay.
Ya, betul. So, aku pikir. However, sometimes instead of saying, oh, I think I know, right? You want to say that? You can say kayaknya.
Kayak yang kayak like kayak.
Yeah, kayak is like. So, if you want to fill in the gap between your sentence, like, oh, like this, like this, like this, then we say kayak.
Because aku like kayak pikir kayak
Yeah, betul, betul. Gitu. It's like hard, but you know, it's easy. It's like, you know, so it's like kayak.
yeah.
Kayak. Gitu. And then so misalkan, I think I know. I think I know it. How do you say that?
Aku kayak wait, kayaknya aku tahu.
Betul, kayaknya aku tahu. Kayaknya also means it seems like.
So
Oh.
kayaknya kamu
It seems like you
mau
have less.
that you want to eat makan.
Makan. Okay, bisa. Then why do you think so? And then, oh, because you look hungry, for example. It could be like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's go to the journaling. Very good.
Yes, I did it.
Yeah. Is it Google Translated or is it pure?
No, I okay, so I literally did it. I it took me a while. I had to go through some of the words, but like I tried to write it. I went back and forth between trying to write English and Bahasa, like Indonesia. So I was like, wait, I know some things. And then I, yeah.
Yeah, but the way you make the sentence is very, very good. Yeah. So let's read.
Sore kemarin, aku pergi jogging sama banyak siswa dan kolega. I didn't know those. I had to search those. Kami jog 8 kilometer, tapi berapa orang jog lebih sedikit.
Bit sedikit. Yeah. So here in this case, you don't need to use past. You can just use joking. Usually when it's like this in a very formal way, you want to italic this one like this. Kami jogging, and then here, delapan, not delipan.
Delapan kilometer.
Tapi beberapa orang jogging sedikit, gitu. And here,
Delapan kilometer memakan waktu sekitar 50 menit.
okay, lanjut.
Wait, though I'm confused about the memakan because isn't it like food?
Okay,
That's
very
why
good.
I was so confused because I actually didn't know that. It took, which is what I was trying. I actually had to Google search that and I like translate, but I was so confused why it's that.
Yeah. Okay, so memakan is very formal, yeah, because we have me. In casual, the base word would be makan. So makan, you know that makan means to eat. However, makan could also means to take when it comes to time. So it takes time, you can say itu makan waktu.
Okay, so what is it always followed by waktu? Waktu?
It could be waktu and then place, space. And then effort or energy. Okay,
Okay.
let's try making sentence from this. So my don't, for example, don't buy big table. It takes space, yeah. Or yeah, it takes
Okay.
space.
Okay. Oh my God, I forget table. I know chair is, wait, chair is starts with a K. Car.
Kur?
Kursi, kursi.
Yeah, but this one is table, so table.
Re meja. Okay, so tidak beli.
Not tidak, it's an imperative, it's a comment. If it's a comment, you say ja. Jangan.
Jangan beli meja besar.
And then we have the space.
Itu makan space.
Yeah, betul. Itu makan space. Now, space here, you can also say tempat. Even though tempat also means place.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Itu makan tempat.
Jangan beli meja besar, itu makan tempat.
Betul. It goes like this. So, how do you say, for example, what is that? The mentoring takes 50 minutes.
Okay. Du-du-du. Mentoring itu makan tata 50 menit.
Makan 50 menit. Usually, instead of saying makan, you should say makan waktu.
Makan waktu takes time
Time.
in the
Then
time.
makan tempat takes spot,
You
takes space.
normally always say waktu before you say a time.
When it comes to makan here, yes, you have to.
Okay.
Because makan waktu is two words put together have different meaning.
Yeah. Which is what do all it always means time, right?
Yes, but the waktu always means time. Not all, not, it could be when. So waktu could be time, it could be when, and then followed by sentence. For example, when I went to Bali, I met my friend.
Okay. So like waktu aku dari Bali
Ke Bali.
aku ke Bali aku it's one of the I it met ketemu a friend temanku.
Very good, temanku. So waktu aku ke Bali, aku ketemu temanku. And then we have makan energi. So energi, we say energi ya. Energi, energi, energi.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
So
any word that's the same.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, it takes energy. Like, it takes your energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so jangan itu
How do you say do?
do I
La.
actually la 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 lalu
No,
laku
lapu.
laku lakuin, don't do that. Yeah, jangan lakuin itu itu darada makan energi
Energi.
oh
Oh, energimu ya. Ya,
energi
energi kamu.
energi
So,
kamu
last repeat. Jangan lakuin itu makan energi kamu.
jangan lakuin itu makan energi kamu.
Ya, yeah, so like, oh, it takes your energy, don't you lie. You better do something else. Gitu, bisa. Okay, and then we have, baca lagi here.
Okay. This one I didn't know. So, kemeduan,
Kemudian,
kemeduan. Wait, kemudian aku pulang ke rumah dan makan salad sama ayam.
lanjut.
Kemudian aku lila dan tidur 7 jam.
Okay, lanjut. Next.
Hari ini aku pergi ke gym nanti siang dan kemudian aku punya jujitsu jam setengah 7.
Okay, very good. So you keep saying kemudian. Kemudian is very formal. In daily conversation, when you're talking to your friends, you want to say terus.
Terus, like later.
Terus, terus, terus. Yeah, so terus means then.
Then, terus.
Terus, terus, terus.
I did this, terus that, terus that.
Yeah, terus, 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 gitu.
Terus. So, terus aku lila dan tidur. Wait, lila dan tidur 7 jam.
Iya, betul. So, lelah. Another way to say lelah, in a slang way, you can say capek.
Capek.
Iya, this one is more casual. Capek, capek, capek.
Yeah, so tired, yeah.
Betul, tired.
Lila capek,
Capek.
capek, capek.
Capek, capek. Okay, and then we have the word gampang is easy. So,
Easy.
are you easily getting tired, or how do you say that in English in a proper way? Do you easily get tired, right?
Yeah. Do you get tired easily?
Yeah, do you get tired easily? Here, you can say, kamu gampang capek.
You
Yeah,
get
so if
you easily tired, but you're easy tired.
Yes, betul. So if you want to ask about easily something like this, then we say gampang and then followed by the adjective or the adjective. Kamu gampang capek. So how do you say, do you get mad easily or do you get angry easily?
Okay, so kamu gampang.
Then
Mara.
marah, mad. Okay, what would be the answer for no? Is it tidak or bukan?
Bukan, because it's talking about no, tidak, because it's talking about me. You use it when it's not talking about something. It's like it's not instead of I don't kind of thing.
Yeah, but also bukan is not, right? But this one is, even though I don't get tired easily, so that's why. Hey, bagus, bagus. Today we're going to talk about adverb of time. Yeah. So we've learned this one before. This nanti next one. We have next. Next followed by week, month, year. That means depan.
Depan.
However, if you want to say, oh, you're talking to your students, and you say, okay, next, you cannot say depan. in that case.
Yeah.
So next for that one, if it's only next itself, we say lanjut or selanjutnya.
Lanjut selanjutnya.
Iya, so misalkan first I do this, next I do that.
Okay.
So how do you say that?
Okay, so first is pers
Pertama.
pertama aku lakuin lanjut
Ini, and then lanjut apa?
laku ini wait like oh I
Okay.
do I yeah I do this next I do that lakuin.
And then aku lakuin itu.
So wait, first I do this then. Why do you need lakuin ini?
Because to do, remember to do lakuin.
Oh, this and then this and that.
Yeah, this is ini gitu. Okay, so but if you want to say this one, let's try this one. We will have an exam next week. So we have the word exam, ujian.
Ujian.
So we will have an exam next week. How do you say that?
Okay, kami punya
Bakal.
kami bakal punya unjani
Ujian, ujian, ujian.
ujian lakuin.
Oh, bukan. Next, next, next is depan here, ya. Next, followed by
Depan minggu.
minggu depan.
Minggu depan.
Ya, betul, minggu depan. So, and then he will go to Bali next month. How do you say that?
Dia bakal dari ke Bali.
That in mind, if it's
Oh.
go to is always ke. Dia
Good.
bakal ke.
Dia bakal ke Bali bulan depan.
Very good, bulan depan. Bagus. Nah, kemudian next year I will move to Jakarta. So we have the word move, pindah.
Okay.
Pindah, pindah, pindah. Let's repeat, pindah, pindah, pindah.
Pindah. Okay, so tahun depan aku bakal pindah Jakarta.
Ke Jakarta.
Ke Jakarta.
Iya. Next, the opposite of next is ago, right? Ago, we say lalu.
Lalu.
So last year we went to Bali. How do you say that?
So tahun lalu
Very good. Tahun lalu.
satu tahun lalu kami wait went pergi is go but what is the went
Pergi.
oh pergi
Yes.
fine past tense tahun
Yeah,
lalu ke kamu pergi ke Bali.
because in past Indonesia there's no change of past, present, future. The verb doesn't change. Yeah, it's always the same.
Okay.
So how do you say he came to my house last week?
Okay. Dia pergi
Came, datang.
datang came
Dia datang.
dia pergi datang ke rumah last. So it's minggu last lagi.
Lalu. Betul, minggu lalu. So, how do you say 7 days ago?
Okay, so 7 hari lalu.
Betul, 7 hari lalu. So, how do you say, what did you do 7 days ago?
Okay, what did you do? Apa Kamu, what did you do? Wait, what did you 7 days ago? Wait, what did you do? Or
What did you do? Oh, it's missing two.
what did apa kamu? Wait, do I, what do I need to add do in here?
So the way you want to do that, you can say kamu ngapain.
Yeah, so what's going on? I
Remember?
always forget this one. This one's so hard.
So this is, we use this very, very often when it comes to what are you up to, what do? We say kamu ngapain. Ngapain, ngapain, ngapain. So ngapain means to do. So
Okay.
you're
Yeah, I always forget this one. Kamu nagapin nagapain tahun hari lalu.
tujuh.
Tujuh.
Ya, bukan
Tujuh.
tahun ya, 7 hari lalu. Oke. So 7 hari lalu. And then we have always, selalu.
Selalu.
Then every, setiap.
Setiap.
So he always helps me. How do you say that?
Dia selalu something helps.
Dia selalu. We can say bantu. Some people say tolong. So tolong is like help, help.
Yeah.
So
Dia
tolong.
selalu selalu bantu aku.
Iya, tolong means to help. And please, yeah.
Yeah.
Dia selalu bantu aku. Okay. And then, how do you say, do you practice English every day? So we have practice, latihan. So latihan could be to practice or to exercise. But usually we say to practice instead. So how do you say, do you practice English every day?
And so so do you, so what's the word again? I've totally forgotten. Yagapin.
Oh, it's to do, but this is like, do you practice English every day? The answer is yes or no.
So like, so every day is like, wait, is that hari hari?
Every, setiap.
Setiap. Okay. Setiap. Kamu
Setiap hari.
setiap hari wait, so every day, wait, so setiap hari every day kamu latihan bahasa Inggris.
Very good. So, setiap hari kamu latihan bahasa Inggris.
Setiap hari kamu latihan bahasa Inggris.
Betul. So, when you ask a question, you always want to raise your intonation a little bit, ya.
Yep. Inggris.
Yeah. Kamu setiap hari latihan bahasa Indonesia.
Aku latihan setiap hari.
Oh, sama siapa?
Da, 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 da. With sama Maddie.
Ah, oh, sama Medi. Oke. Okay. Terus kamu selalu makan protein shake.
Aku selalu makan the same. What's the same? Same. Sama. Oh, sama. I always forget. I think it's like, wait, so it's same and
Sama
different.
and sweet are the same.
Okay. Aku selalu makan sama.
Oke, makan sama bisa.
Tapi
Oke.
aku bukan selalu malam makan malam.
Okay, makan malam. Here, because it's a verb, makan, so you don't use bukan, you use
Tidak.
tidak, betul.
Ya.
Tidak, or enggak, ya. Okay. Terus, we also have sering, often. Sering, sering, sering.
Sering, sering, sering.
So, how do you say we often eat together?
Kami sering makan sama.
Okay. Bersama in that case.
Bersama.
Sama is the same, bersama together. Or remember, we have another word bareng.
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 Oh,
Together.
bareng. Bareng. Bareng.
Bareng, bareng, or bareng. Let's repeat. Bareng, 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 bareng.
Barang, 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 barang.
Not barang, bareng.
Barang. Jam sih. Baik,
Can you
jam.
say,
Bareng.
bareng, very good. Gitu. And then, do you often visit your mother? How do you say that?
Okay. Kamu, wait, I don't even know what visit is.
Is it? We say kunjungi.
Kunjungi. Okay, to visit. So like da 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 da. Okay. Da, 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 da. Mother is what? What's mother? I've
You can say mama. It's okay.
Mama. Okay.
Yeah, ibu is also mother.
Kamu kunjungi.
Oh, you want to go with selalu first. So selalu always often goes before the verb.
Wait, wait.
Kamu selalu.
Kamu selalu often wait.
Do you often your mother?
Wait. Okay, so kamu selalu kunjungi mama sering.
Mama kamu?
Mama
Oh, sorry,
sering.
sorry. Ya, sering. Sorry, sorry.
Sering. Kamu sering kunjungi mama kamu. Okay.
Yeah, but remember, always raise your intonation when it comes to
Kamu, kamu,
kamu sering kunjungi mama kamu.
yeah, okay.
Let's try.
Kamu sering kunjungi mama kamu?
Very good, betul. Why? Because we don't put the apa question, right? So if you wanna not really raising your voice, that they know it's a question, then you can say apa.
Apa kamu?
Apa kamu sering kunjungi mama kamu? Gitu. Oke. Kamu sering pergi ke Australia?
Aku jarang kunjungi pergi ke Australia. Aku pergi di Desember.
Oh, di Desember. Oke, untuk Christmas ya, untuk Natal ya.
Natal. Ya, untuk Natal dan New Year, something tahun.
Oh. Tahun, how do you say new?
New is, I don't know.
Baru.
Baru ta tahun baru or baru tahun?
Betul, tahun baru, New Year.
Tahun baru.
Ya, tahun
Kamu
baru.
datang di Bali Januari.
Oh, Januari. Oke. Okay. Jadi, Desember kamu libur ya?
Desember libur. Libur.
Libur? Day off holiday.
Libur. Ya.
Day off. Okay.
Desember di Januari libur.
Libur. Oke. Okay. Kamu suka liburan? So we have the word liburan, vacation.
Ya, aku pergi ke Australia, tapi bukan liburan. Jadi aku visit whatever visit was,
Pun.
kunjungi aku family.
And
Like,
then we also.
did I say I was, I'm not going on vacation just to visit family?
You say you don't go vacation, you just visit your family. Okay, and then we have rarely jarang ya. So, kamu jarang apa? If I ask you, kamu jarang apa? So, what's that mean?
You do what really? Like, what do I really do?
Very good, betul. Yeah, kamu jarang apa?
Aku jarang nonton film.
Kenapa?
Aku sibuk.
Oh, kamu sibuk. Kamu nggak suka Netflix?
Aku tidak punya Netflix. Aku
Kenapa?
aku listen, I don't know what listen is, di podcast.
Oh, podcast. Oke, okay. Ya. Di mana? Di YouTube atau di podcast aplikasi?
Di podcast aplikasi, tapi kadang-kadang aku di wait di YouTube.
Oh, di YouTube. Oke. Okay. So, very good. So, we have sometimes, kadang-kadang. And then we have never, tidak pernah. We've learned that before. And then after, setelah, atau habis ya. Habis something. So, kadang-kadang. So, for example, kadang-kadang kamu ngapain?
Sorry, can you just repeat that? Sorry. Sometimes, what are you doing? So,
Betul. Kadang-kadang kamu ngapain? Sometimes, what are you doing? What are you doing sometimes?
okay. Okay, kadang-kadang surfing. Tapi, sorry. Kadang-kadang surfing, tapi bukan untuk minggu-minggu.
Oh, bukan setiap minggu. Not every week, you wanna say?
But not for weeks.
Oh, nggak berminggu-minggu.
Berminggu.
Berminggu-minggu.
Yeah,
Okay.
so sometimes surfing, but not for weeks.
Betul. So, how do you say? So, for days, you can say berhari-hari.
Bahari-hari.
Oh. So here, today we have learned about adverb of time. For the upcoming journal, you can ask Kak Medi if she's not busy. Yeah. So.
Yeah, she'll be back. She'll be back, but she really practiced this weekend, I think. I've
Yeah.
recorded
So.
it as well, so she can watch this session too. So.
Betul, betul. So here you can try doing journaling with all of this adverb of time. Yeah. So. Then the upcoming journaling would be this one. Kak
Okay,
Medi.
I think, wait, next week, what we're meeting next week, right?
Minggu depan.
Yeah, okay, okay, it's at 11:30, perfect.
Yeah, betul. So 3 September for the homework today, journaling with adverb of time and new words. Yeah,
Okay, thanks.
make long paragraph. That would be good. This one is also. Very good start.
Okay, a long paragraph.
Yeah, if you can, yeah.
God,
But no pressure, yeah.
I'm
You
feeling
know, starting with
emotional.
a tiny bit, that's fine.
I see what I can do.
Okay, kalau gitu sampai jumpa minggu depan ya.
Bye, jumpa. Bye bye.
Dadah. Ya. Yeah.